Testing. Oh, mic's working. We're back. What's going on, man?
What's up, dude?
All right, so as you could tell, Dennis isn't here today. That's okay. He'll be editing the video for us. I'm joined with my good friend Fernando.
What's up, guys? Anthony asked me to be on his podcast yesterday, and I said yes, so here I am.
Yeah, and he's here. You know. Fuck, man, it's been a long Christmas break, wouldn't you say?
Oh yeah. Dude, I'm in college now.
We both are.
So, like, I have not done shit over break. Like, I'll just be at school and like that's my life now. Like, school is my life now. Like, when I'm here, I feel like I'm not like living my life. It's so weird.
Like at home.
Yeah, and it's like, not gonna lie, it's been like pretty boring. Like, it's been amazing to see my family and like just be like home, like do stuff that I couldn't do like at school. But it's been kind of boring.
Yeah, bro. So, me and you hanging out, it's been boring. Hurt my feelings, bro. Hurt my feelings. No, I totally get you, though. And I get what you're saying. It's like, you're used to a certain way of life after so many weeks. It takes like what, 21 days to build a habit or whatnot. So after that time, you get into that rhythm of like you've been where you've been for the past what, months. So well over 21 days. So you got into a super rigorous habit of just, a certain way of life. And come back over here and it's just like chill, but you're like, I'm not used to chill.
Yeah, like I'm like not used to doing nothing.
I
But
mean,
I think I should. I think I should chill out though. Like, I think it would be good for me.
agreed. Some like Henry Thoreau type beat.
Yeah, exactly. Like, how much chill is too much chill, you know?
I always wonder that myself.
Like, it makes you think, are some people like really bred for vacations?
Interesting. I never thought of that actually.
Like, would it be better for some people just to like work continuously and never stop? Like, never stop for like 2 weeks at a time. Like, are there some people like that? 'Cause like our high school literature teacher, he told us about that. He was
Which
like,
one? Which one? Which one?
Mr. Barter.
That's right. He did. Was that when we were reading Tolstoy's thing?
Yeah, that's what we were reading. Yeah,
Anna
Karenina.
Karenina, yeah.
Because like, I think like Kitty went to like Germany or something like
Yeah,
that.
to pursue some like career or whatnot.
And like, he was talking about Levin and Kitty, these two characters in the novel. And Levin, he lives in like the country. He loves like the country life. And when he has to leave and go to like the city, it's like terrible for him. He's so bored. And he gets into a lot of like fuck shit too. Like, he's just like not acting like himself. And then when he goes back to like his work, that's when he starts like getting clarity, and that's when he starts seeing things differently. Whereas Kitty's like been in her ordinary life too long. She needs like time to, sit back. So like, when she goes to Germany, that's when she starts to see things clearly. So like, I think for some people, it's good to have a vacation, and for others, it's not. I don't know, for myself, I think that like 2 weeks is the perfect,
Vacation.
yeah, that's the perfect vacation.
Very interesting.
And I would want to like go somewhere. The perfect vacation for me is like 2 weeks. First week, I go somewhere. Second week, I just chill. Like, I go to like on a hike or something.
Oh, yeah. Kind of like what we did in Michigan. Like, it was like a 3-day vendor, right? So, we went to Michigan and we went with a couple buddies of ours. And we, our other friend John, he ended up driving, my business partner that I mentioned on here prior videos, he ended up driving his, what was it, the Ford, what was it, like a huge, what kind of car was that again? It was a giant, like, sprinter van type car, right?
I don't even know.
I
just know it was a big ass van.
It was an absurdly large van because I intended on taking my Subaru Outback, but our two other friends, Johnny and Nico, decided to bring, like, a whole, like, arsenal of, like, stuff. Who brought a boat? Was it Johnny or was, like, a fucking boat? Somebody brought a boat to camping.
It was an inflatable boat.
But it was the size of a car.
We used it.
Yes, okay. Before we get there.
The trip would not have been as good without the boat.
Oh, my
God. But you're right. Like,
the boat,
in
yeah.
In the moment, it was really dumb.
It was so dumb.
Of them to bring it.
Oh, you're right.
But thank you, Johnny and Nico, for bringing the boat.
I love you guys.
Because it made the trip awesome.
And you guys know how it made the trip awesome. So many ways. The boat came in handy so many times.
Let's just tell them about the trip.
Yeah, we'll tell them. All right, so we drive. Well, before we get to the driving part, so like I said, we tried taking the Outback. Doesn't really happen. So we load everything up in Johnny's van, right? And while we're loading John's van. While we're loading everything up in John's van, I will never forget this. It was kind of funny. Fernando and I still, what's it called? We still laugh about this, but like the Ronas.
Yeah, the Ronas.
The Ronas. I will not forget. And listen, I do not condone underage drinking at any age. No, none. Okay. But I'm just saying, we're stupid. We're in college. All right. I'm sorry. It happens. But we decided to bring some Ronas, right? And I literally remember taking them out of my car and your dad just pulling up to just say bye one more time.
Well, he didn't really care.
No, I know. But it was just such a shocking moment.
Oh, you were, like, tripping because he saw it?
Yeah, because it was just, like...
Well, no, he didn't care.
No, I know. It's just, like, Papa Vion, you know?
Oh, yeah. You're, like... Yeah, no, I see how that would be embarrassing.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah, I'm just, like, I'm just, like, I'm holding it, too. I'm, like, fuck, dude.
Yeah, but he was chill about it.
Yeah, I know, but...
He didn't care.
Yeah. And it was perfect, though. But, so, we load up the car, dude. We get ready to go. Oh, my gosh. What did we end up eating at Sonic? I think that was, like...
No, we ate at McDonald's.
The first stop.
Yeah, the first stop we ate at McDonald's.
Yeah, that's right.
And it was by that pond. I don't know.
Yeah, where that house was. Yeah, that was so creepy. It was actually low-key kind of ugly, no?
No, dude, I thought it was beautiful. It was like this McDonald's, and it was overlooking like this pond. And lining the shore of the pond are like a bunch of these like really nice, like big old houses. You could tell they were really old. They were kind of worn down, but they were really nice. And it was just like there was a hidden path, like leading to them. So it was just like this parking lot, this McDonald's that's on a hill, and then like the parking lot is also there's like more parking lot, and there's like malls and shit.
See, that's why I thought
and
it was ugly.
You have this McDonald's yeah. on a hill,
yeah,
and it's down the hill. There's like this big tree, and it just it goes above like these weeping willow trees, and these willow trees just like their branches just like drape down, mm-hmm. and like past the branches there's just like this pond, and this pond like the houses that we mentioned, so it was kind of creepy, but it was sick.
It's the only thing
I wish we'd explored it.
I know we should have explored it, but the only thing that threw me off guard was the trailer park directly next to it, the abandoned trailer park that was directly next to it. That was the only thing that kind of creeped me out. Everything else kind of.
I didn't even see that.
It was like the abandoned trailer area. It was like the open gate. It was like a bunch of just trailers there. It was just like they were all just open.
Really?
It looked like a junkyard of some kind, but like just for trailers.
That's
kind of
sketchy.
So, yeah, I don't know. Like, there could have been, like, maybe, like, a, you know, a walker around there. A little walker. Like, I don't know, dude. But, yeah, what's it called? So, when we, after that part, that was actually hilarious. Because I remember we, when Johnny, what's it called? When we got the car spray. And I'm spraying it at Johnny. Because he kept taunting him. Oh, my God. Never spray Ozium in someone's eye. They might go blind. Okay. But Johnny's okay. So, and then, like, the camping spot. Where do we end up going again? Warren, Michigan, right?
Yeah, no, it was Sawyer, Michigan.
Sawyer, Michigan.
The Warren Dunes.
The Warren Dunes, yes, yes.
And I booked the campsite. It was my idea. I booked the campsite, but I, like, procrastinated booking the campsite. So we got, like, this, like, really cramped campsite with, like, 20 people around us. And I was like, oh, my gosh, like, we're not even going to have any, like, privacy. But then it was, like, we just, like, blocked, like, our tent area with John's van.
So, but we had that one side that was completely open to those random, oh, my gosh, yeah. That's not I think about that. Yeah, I remember that.
And there were families around. Like,
yeah. Just, like, there were so many people around us.
But we got there.
I remember hiding the alcohol inside of the tent.
Yeah.
Just because of that reason alone.
We would all just, like, drink in there. There would just, like, be five of us in there, just, like, squatting down.
Sipping on a beer. Be like, bro. Crazy game.
And it's like really, it's like hot as fuck too, so like you're like sweating.
Yeah, one of the days I think it was like 90, everyone's in the tent drinking hot ass Ronas
and
natty lights, bro. Oh my gosh.
And then I brought Jaeger.
Yeah, that was I was,
but we drank that at night.
That was a campfire talks.
We're getting ahead of ourselves.
Yeah, that was a campfire. Yeah, that wasn't even, we didn't even get that far yet. Because I remember the first day we went for the hike, and that was the most fun I had.
No, let's follow the story in order.
Oh, wait, what was after the...
So we're at the campsite, right? We like, pitch our tent, right?
Okay, yeah, that's right. When we first pulled up, we used John's van, blocked it off. We saw that one side. Oh, that's right, we put up the tent, we put up the lanterns, we got the firewood. We went to that little house thing to get, like, more wood because we didn't have enough. We ended up needing ketchup because we had glizzies we wanted to cook.
Yeah.
And then, what did we do after that? Oh, that's when we started to prepare for the hike, I believe, right?
Yeah, we wanted to see, like, okay, where are the dunes? That's what we were there for.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, we couldn't figure out.
We were like, okay, where are the dunes?
Yeah.
And we're trying to find the trail. We can't, like, we couldn't figure out how to find the trail using the maps, like, around the campsite. So we ended up using, like, Apple Maps. Like, we had to, like...
I think I used Snap Maps at one point.
Yeah, we literally did. We used Snap Maps to find the trail.
That is so sad. We were so incompetent. We were unable to read trail signs marked along the whole national park to tell you where the Warren Dunes were.
But then we were, like, genius enough to navigate, like, in a totally unmarked area using Snap Map.
Yes, but I would like to take credit for that one part, though, when I, like, said, let's take to the river. The creek. Yeah. The creek.
Yeah, we get to the trail.
Yeah. So, yeah, it was first the trail.
We get to the trail, and we see that there's, like, this creek. And we're like, okay, this is, like... It looks like this creek goes on for miles, and it's probably the same depth. So we're like, do we just want to go here? And
yep.
And so we figure out that this creek will take us exactly to where we want to get if we had taken the trail.
Exactly.
Basically. So
it was creek, a cooler, it was like the cool kids way, you know?
Yeah, the creek was a scenic route, and we took the creek, thanks to Anthony.
But, like, the reason why I remember that was because I went there with my parents.
Really?
Well, yeah, I went there with my family. I went there with my family, and I was like, I didn't know that part that far up. I just knew that, like, because, like, when we went to the dunes, like, there was, like, a little creek that basically, like, fed right into the Michigan, and I was just like, oh, like, there's only one, so they all lead that direction, so it has to, like, it might be, or, like, I don't know, because, like, you know how, like, sometimes, like, when, like, waterways fill up, like, they can just, like, create whole new fucking pathways and shit, you know, erosion, bro, like, I don't know, like, all that, especially in the sand dunes, like, I don't know, like, that could have easily gone bad, but we were saved by the grace of God and by the guiding natty lights along the way. They were like pillars, stopping posts.
Well, no, we had one. We had one, like, at the very end.
Yeah,
we
I know.
We had one at the end of the creek.
The at the biggest, that one large dune that we couldn't scale. Yeah. It was, like, directly across. It was, like, right next to the spring.
I was the first to scale.
Oh, we can't get there. We can't get there. We have to talk about the journey through the creek.
Yeah.
The Journey Through the Creek. Oh my God, dude. The Journey Through the Creek. Okay, so how I think we walked like not like 3 minutes into the trail and immediately just jumped into the creek, started walking. And what's it called? As we were heading down this creek, it's like, okay, I'm not gonna lie, the beginning of it was kind of bad. It was,
you think so?
It was bumpy. There was lots of rocks. There was tons of sticks. I remember seeing shards of metal.
Oh yeah,
you remember that? I remember like
every time I saw I would a be shard like, of glass.
Yeah, I was like, oh.
Like that thing, like a rusty, just like pointy thing.
Yeah.
I was like, oh my gosh.
There was like cylinder blocks.
Yeah,
and shit.
I'm like, I'm gonna be lucky if I don't step on one of these things. You know.
Fact. That's exactly how I was feeling.
Yeah. Now that I think of it, you're right. The beginning was kind of tough.
It's actually the hardest part, I remember.
And like, do you remember there was one time where like we had to get off the trail?
Yeah, we had to walk like on the street.
Yeah.
No. I think that was on the way back.
No, that was on the way back, but like we stopped in the middle for some reason.
Yeah, because
I don't remember. I think it's because we were still trying to figure out where we were going.
I think we took the wrong way back. That was the problem.
I'm talking about like on the way, like I'm in the creek.
Oh, when we I don't think we got off the shit when we got on the road. I think it's when we got on the like that tunnel.
Yeah.
And we had to jump.
No.
Remember when we jumped off that tunnel? It was like a waterfall, and then we like jumped into like this like 4 foot pool, and we jumped in, and then we climbed out to the side to look at that map. Are you talking about that part?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Yeah, you got. That's what I'm saying. We forgot to mention about like Nico jumping off the waterfall. That was so funny.
What did he do?
He was terrified. He didn't want to jump. He was so scared.
Oh yeah, I remember that.
I was like, you have to jump, bro. There's no way. You have no choice. You have absolutely. I was like, Nico, you have no choice. You're gonna die if you don't do it. And I was like really like scaring him, but like he wasn't budging. So eventually he just like jumped. Remember when he jumped? He like tried jumping towards the edge.
Yeah.
So like instead of jumping in the water, he like jumped on like solid ground.
Rocks.
Dude, he cut his foot, bro. I was like, okay, okay, nice. And we had to, but he was fine, though.
Yeah, he was.
He didn't really make a big deal.
I cut my foot. He like didn't realize for like 30 minutes.
Yeah,
he cut his foot.
He's walking. He goes, "Oh my god!" I'm like, "What do you mean, oh my god?" He goes, "My foot." I'm like,
"All right. I mean, I don't know what you want us to do. We're just gonna have to keep fucking walking."
Yeah, dude. We were miles away at that point.
Yeah.
We were far as hell. Yeah. Like, we were way closer to the destination than we were to, like, going back to get first aid.
There was no turning back.
Yeah, like, first aid wasn't an option. It was just get to the destination. That was so fucked. I think we ended up, like, pouring some beer on his foot. I think we did at, like, when we got to the sand dune part.
Okay.
Because I remember him, like, complaining about it. But I also remember him having some ointment with him. He came prepared. Nico did come prepared.
Well, yeah, he brought the tent. He has camping experience.
Yeah, he knew. He did. So, yeah, we go down there. And I believe Johnny, oh, my God, Johnny had a heart attack. Because remember, he stepped in the pool. So this fucking creek, bro, I swear to God, it was probably kind of like, you know, navigating through, like, the land of King Kong. Because there'd be parts where we're walking. And the next thing you know, it would just be like 10 feet deep. You remember that part where we just sinking? I'm like, oh my god, I sunk. I'm like, I can't believe it. I'm swimming. You're ankle deep. And then the next thing you know, you take a couple more steps. You're like literally swimming.
Yeah.
That was some of the scariest shit I've ever experienced. And honestly, that like when that happened, and I remember when Johnny started just fucking panicking. I was thinking to myself, oh man, we just lost one.
What did he say? I don't remember that.
You were right behind. Oh no, or was it you, I think, when you fell in. It was either you or Johnny. Because remember when we were walking and it was probably a mud hole or some shit and it just got really deep? Or like you
guys no, didn't... I think that was Johnny.
And yeah,
he was like yelling.
Because he was screaming. And then we were like, oh shit. But he was like actually like swimming. And we looked over and I was like, Johnny, why'd you step there? He goes, bro, it looked fine. And then, like it was like black, but then once you stepped in, it got like super deep.
Yeah, no, the water was.
Yeah, it would be crystal clear at one, like, it was really weird. The water was crystal clear, and then, like, the bottom silt layer was just, like, this, like, black, like, mass.
Yeah, it just looked like something was going to consume you.
It looked like venom.
Yeah.
Like the symbiote. Like the symbiote. Are you playing tic-tac-toe? What is that? Oh my god. No, but yeah, that was hilarious. I mean, what's it called? When we kept going, when Johnny stopped dying, and I think we also got leeches, cuts. We saw a lot of fish. That was pretty fun. And then there's a lot of like twig burns. Like I remember getting whacked by so many sticks, because somebody like either you, John, would go in front of me and just like push a stick and it swing fucking back and like literally nail me in the face. I think that happened like 4 times.
Dude, I had nothing. I did not have anything.
Yeah, because you were like invincible. I have a picture of you holding a fish that was like the size of like a phone.
Yeah, no, I
Like,
remember.
you're like grabbing it like so mean. You're like, I got that bitch.
Yeah, dude, that's the first fish I ever caught. That
Yeah,
was the first time I ever went fishing.
I was proud to do that.
Yeah.
Yep.
And I caught like 3 fish that day.
For those of you that
I
want to
caught it
go
one off.
fishing, if this gets a lot of like plays and you guys want to go fishing, I will like start to take people fishing and film podcasts while fishing. Yeah, that'd be crazy. Just on a
That's
yak.
actually a really good idea.
You know that now that I think about it, yeah, I kind of want to do that because like you're not doing much, you're
I'm
just
gonna look
sitting
up. I'm
there.
gonna see if does that exist already?
Look that up. Look that up. Honestly, let's see. Fishing pod, like, podcast while fishing. I don't know. I feel like some like bass fishermen probably do that. Like, on the water or some shit. Like while they're like in tournaments. You found one? But are they raw though, or are they only talking about like fishing? I feel like they're only talking about fishing though.
Get the sensor only talking about fishing.
Sorry, excuse me. Sorry about that loud burp. But I feel like they're deaf. Yeah, like the guy's holding the like smallmouth bass. Like you know, he's not talking about like he's not talking about girls, bro. He's talking about fish. I mean, I talk about fish a lot too. So I mean, I can't complain. Like at work, dude. Funny story. Every time at my job, someone comes in for something for like anything fish related, they like scour the store for me. Like, if I'm not there, they'll like call me and be like, yo, this motherfucker needs help with fish. And like, they're looking for you. Each time. Like, literally, in 1 day, I sold like 5 fish tanks. And like, someone came back later that day just to say thank you. I was like, bruh, like, go home. But like, yeah, I'm not being mean or anything. I'm just like, oh, no problem. Because like, to me, it's like a walk in the
Yeah.
park, you know? It's just like fish, you know? I know fish inside and out, like kind of fuck, but you know, environmental bio. Like I don't know, it's kind of funny though, because like every time they come in, they like they're so, you know how we like, talk about that one concept, eager to learn. They're so just like when I'm talking about fish, they're almost like mesmerized.
Yeah.
It's hilarious, but that's off topic. Let's get back to the Michigan story. So before we got to Fernando catching the new fish. We end up scaling this large fucking sand dune cliff at the end of the creek, which we
No, it was
made.
just a dune. It was not a cliff.
We got to a cliff eventually. Remember that one? It wasn't like a cliff, it was a dune, you know what I mean? I
Yeah,
mean
no, it was just a big ass dune, but it was pretty big. It
it
was
was
pretty
really
tall.
funny though, because like when
Because
we
we were
got out
really
of there.
tired.
Yeah,
Yeah, it was
exactly.
really hot. And like I think some people got sunburned, I don't know. But it was really hot, so it was like tough. We've been like hiking for like 4 hours.
Us Hispanics didn't get a
No.
sunburn.
No,
Yeah,
sir.
no, we did not.
John probably got sunburned though.
John and Johnny did. Me, you, Nico, we did not.
No, I think Johnny didn't get sunburned either. Johnny doesn't get sunburned.
That's right. He's a farmer boy.
No, he's Italian.
Yeah, but he like has a farm. Remember when I like held his chicken,
Oh yeah.
and his mom got
He's
mad at
really
me, like Henny Penny.
on his forehead. Yeah, he's like, don't touch that.
Yeah, I was like, no, I want to hold one, please. Yeah, no, the fucking hell was funny, but like, no, what were we on the sunburn? Do you remember like when we got out of that like creek? It kind of felt like we left like the Amazon.
Yeah, kind of. It did kind of. It was like, yeah, it did kind of look like a rainforest, to be honest, sometimes.
It did. It really was.
Yeah,
Dude, because we walked out and the
because
fucking sun
it
came out.
was so narrow.
Yeah, and the sun just came out. And it, like, opened up once we got out. It was just like, whoa, we, like, hit something.
It was narrow and dark because of, like, the tree line. And there was, like, a lot of green. It was, like, very lush. And I don't know. And it just, like, went on and on. So it just kind of had that, like, and, like, Amazon look about it. And, yeah, and, like, when we got to the end, like, the sun just, like, opened up. Like, there was just a section that was open.
Yeah. Like, that is, like, that's mesmerizing. That's a nice trip, brother. You see that? In Michigan, and it happened still. Yeah. So.
And I kind of wish we hiked back. Because we went there. We went to the beach. We stayed at the... How long did we stay at the beach for?
I think we stayed for a good chunk of time. No. We didn't actually... I actually... Now that I recall, we didn't actually... go to the beach that long because you know why? We didn't have the boat with us.
Oh yeah, and then didn't we?
We did hike back, I remember, but we took a different way.
Yeah, no,
that's when we took the roadway. That was when we took the roadway back. Remember that?
Yeah, we like left the beach. We left like the beach on the road though.
Yeah.
Or no,
because we went to that
through some trail.
Yeah, I mean, we went to that one place where there was a weird farmer's market shit, and we got cherries.
Oh yeah, no, that was on the road. But we went through this trail, and then we emerged from this trail like literally on the street, and then we have to
run. Yeah, we're in the middle of nowhere.
Yeah, I had no idea what the fuck I was.
I didn't bring my. I don't think anyone brought their phone with them.
I brought my phone with me.
I did. I was like, fuck that.
I was like, my phone was gone in the water.
That's exactly why I didn't bring it, because I'm like I know I'm clumsy as fuck, so like. If I would have brought my phone with me, it would have been fucked. Like, the amount of shit, like, jumping through waterfalls, swimming through creeks, jumping fucking through sand dunes, swinging through trees like Tarzan. Like, my phone, like, there's no way. I don't even, like, no. Like, my phone falls when I'm taking a shit. Like, and it also falls and busts me in the face when I'm literally sleeping. Like, I have, like, no, I'm too clumsy. Like, literally. Both times, I'm, like, not requiring anything, and something still fucks up. So, I don't know. But, yeah.
And then we used, like, Google Maps to get back. And we found, like, this, on the way back, we found, like, this local, like, cherry.
It was, like, a cherry.
Stand.
Yeah, it wasn't a farmer's market. It was a stand, yeah.
And they were, like, just delivered there. And those were the best cherries I've ever had in my life. That was, like, the best fruit I've ever had in my entire life.
Yeah, that was really fruit. I remember that. That was, like, all we ate back. We were starving. We didn't bring any snacks, wise guys. All we brought was fucking water and, like, three beers. No.
And we ran out of
I think, like, not three beers. We brought, like, a beer for each of us.
Yeah.
Like, one beer for each of us and, what's it called? Yeah. A couple of waters. And that was it. I'm pretty sure by the end of that part, we had no water. So we were just, like, the water from the cherries was enough. I remember when we got to the top of that dune, that was pretty fun. We were all so tired, we got to the top, like, yes, we got there. Like,
we were chilled there
and took in the view and descended down and proceeded to do the same thing, but a different way.
Yeah.
And then I remember when we got back to that one part where it was, like, war dunes.
Yeah.
Campsite. Like, we were literally on the highway at that point.
Yeah, we were.
People were, like, honking at us, which is kind of fun.
People weren't honking.
Yeah, they remember they honked at Nico? He was eating his cherries, and he had no shoes on. Remember, he had no shoes on, and we were walking on the side of the highway. Like, we looked like absolute bums.
Yeah, we looked kind of old.
Yeah,
we were dirty and stuff.
Dude, I was so dirty. I remember putting clay on my face and, like, making face paint. So yeah, I looked super, like, yeah, this guy, like, looks like he's been outside for a while. Yeah. Like, I literally was trying to do, like...
Maybe he lives outside.
Yeah, right? Like, this guy maybe eats stuff outside.
He just emerged from the
wilderness. No, literally. Yeah, but that was, the first day. We're still about the, those 3 days. The second day, we'll get on to that. Yeah, so, fucking, what were we talking about? The, day two of Michigan. Oh, man, where to start? How did we start that morning? I believe I made breakfast with the help of Nico.
What do we have?
We have pancakes tonight. Remember we bought the Aunt Jemima pancake mix?
Oh, yeah.
Yes, we did.
Those were fire.
Those were so good. And then I made some of the eggs with just, like, salt and pepper. Just bare minimum spice. Just enough to, like, minor food. Like, if you're working in the coal mines.
Yeah.
But it got you through. You know?
Yeah.
It worked. And what else do we have? I think we had some bacon, too, because we had, like, some, we had like a bunch of weird shit that we bought from Aldi. That's where we got all our food from.
Yeah.
Oh, my.
We went to an Aldi.
God, yes. If you guys ever go camping and you need food, just go to Aldi and buy everything that you need, because they'll have it for, like, what, 40 bucks?
Yeah. It's so cheap.
It's so cheap, bro. Like, you can get, oh, my God. This is how cheap it is. And I'll never forget this, because it was that night before the morning. We were experimenting with the Aldi fucking yellow cheese, and we threw it in the fire. And I'll never forget this. That shit didn't melt. Do you remember that? It didn't melt.
It stayed solid.
It stayed yellow solid, and until after, like, I don't know, how long was it? Like, maybe like an hour or so? Until it finally got, like, absolutely crisped, it just turned black. It didn't even melt. It just turned a different color. So, like, the shape didn't really change. I was like, wow. And I have, like, a picture of a cow, like, on the package. I'm like, that did not come out of a cow.
Yeah, no, that was made in a lab.
There's no fucking way. Oh, my God, these people, and they're genetic cows.
Wait, yeah. So I can't remember if it was the second or the third day.
When we went fishing?
Yeah, when we went fishing.
I believe that was the second day because we were really, we were pretty up early. So that's when we filled up that boat. But I do remember we took it to the, what's it called? No, we actually took that, we went there last. So yeah, we did that first. So we went to St. Joseph's Pier first to go fishing. And then we ended up meeting these guys that lived in like a town near mine. Like, they're just like some frat guys that are hanging out. Remember them?
Yeah.
They end up one of them, did you ever meet that guy? Goes to the same college he goes to.
I've never seen him.
I've
never seen him on campus.
That is crazy. You've never seen him besides that one time?
Never seen that guy outside of that time.
That is hilarious. No. So, yeah, we just chill with them for a bit. And then, so what do we decide to do after that? Let's talk about our fishing adventure. Do you remember that? Your first fish?
Oh, yeah, I caught. Well, I went. This was, like, the first time I ever fished. So I just, like, went out there and learned how to fish. And I caught, like, three fish. It was kind of sick.
Yeah, he caught these things called round gobies. Invasive species, but nonetheless, a fish. A fish, a fish. I was trying to catch carp, but, or some largies, but it's something I would fight, honestly, but nothing really fit. So, right. So, we got kind of bored, I remember that. So, picture this. A bunch of bums on the pier. Taking up space, just trying to catch a fish. No fish, right? We decide, let's take the inflatable boat on the St. Joseph's Pier. Like,
yeah, it's like
right
this,
off the pier.
It's like this canal.
Yeah.
It's like this harbor, this beach, this harbor, and then this canal that, like, you know, the beginning of this canal. So, it's a Lake Michigan and this canal. And so, we decide that we're going to take the inflatable boat fishing across the canal.
Yeah, that was...
And we had, like, one oar.
Dude, that was so funny, bro. I didn't go across.
Yeah, no, I didn't go across either. It was Nico, Johnny, and John.
John, yeah. Us two that are telling the story, we're the ones that are watching this from a perspective. Like, we stayed on the pier.
I was like, I do not want to do that, man. Like,
dude, like,
go ahead.
Well, see, the thing
go
is,
ahead.
The boat was the size, the inflatable boat was like the size of like a car, right? But the thing is, it's an inflatable fucking boat.
Yeah.
On a canal with a bunch of other boats going through. Like.
Yeah, and like a canal where like the waves are like pretty strong.
And they still went out there.
Yeah, and they, like, they could not steer.
It was the
funniest
thing.
They could not steer.
So, basically, like, Nico actually...
They had no control over where they were going. It was hilarious.
It was the funniest shit. I have a video.
They were out there for, like, 40 minutes.
Yeah, I know.
The Coast Guard had to, like, take them back.
Yeah. Yeah. So, like, they tried fishing, but, like, it didn't really seem to work out that well. And, like, fucking, they got caught on that other side, so they got out, and the Coast Guard's just like, what the fuck are you guys doing? Like, get the fuck out of here, like, you can't be out here, you can't be on the water in an inflatable boat. Yeah. He's like, you know there's like other boats coming by, right?
Yeah, they're like actual boats.
Like big ones,
too. Yeah.
I remember seeing like yachts.
Yeah.
Like, and like party buses, like, not party boats and shit, you know what I'm saying?
Like, yeah, and like big like fishing boats.
Yeah, like I was like, oh fuck, look at that. Looks like fun. You know.
And then there's just like this inflatable boat here.
That's just three. It's, okay,
there was and three I remember,
dudes on that shit.
I remember watching the boats and like looking at the people's faces on the boats. They were like, what the fuck is going on? Like, why are you guys in the canal in a fucking inflatable boat?
No, I know. I was dead, bro. I was actually, I remember, I was probably the most I laughed in like a while.
Yeah.
It was just that time. Like, cause I just couldn't, like, I just, like, I was pissing myself.
Yeah, dude, that was hilarious.
It was funny seeing Johnny just trying to, like, fucking, he was trying so hard to get that boat to just go straight, but it just wouldn't go straight. Yeah, it would go every other direction.
By the wind.
Dude, that was so funny. How did they, I don't remember how they got back. That's my thing.
Coast Guard took them back.
That's right. Dude, this is so funny. We have, like, gaps in our memory from, like, the trips and shit, bro. Like, that's, like, funny as fuck. Like, but it's okay. That's how they got back. As long as they got back. Cause I know they got back.
And then they got out, and then we went back to the campsite, and we had dinner.
Mm. No, before dinner, remember that?
Oh, yeah. Didn't we go to the beach?
We took the boat on the creek.
Oh, yeah.
It wasn't on, like, the part of the creek where I told you guys that there's, like, shards of glass and metal and large protrusions and sticks. It was, like,
It was part of the beach.
Yeah, it was, like,
so it was, like, nice.
It was, like, deep, yeah. We were swimming in that shit. It was like a river, basically, not a creek. It was, like, a small river.
Yeah, and it was a nice river.
Yeah. Like, yeah. Kind of felt like I was in Venice, Italy. You know? Is that what that said?
Yeah, Venice.
Like the fucking,
with the gondolas.
Yeah, with those guys. You can also do that in Vegas, I don't know.
You, like, everything you can do in Europe, like, you can do in Vegas also.
My dad says that
it's
Vegas...
It's like a shittier version.
Yeah,
like, you can see the Eiffel Tower.
Yeah.
They have an Eiffel Tower there.
They have a Statue of Liberty. It's just...
They have a fucking Statue of Liberty, too. That's crazy.
No, like, I don't understand Vegas, but I haven't been there yet. But my dad says that, like, it's huge.
Really?
It's fucking massive. Like, you'll see one hotel, and you'll be like, oh, wow, it doesn't look that far. And you'll, like, you literally walk, like, a mile and a half, or not, if not more, to get to it. Because everything is underground now. It's crazy. Yeah, they have, like, a whole underground thing. And it looks like daylight and sunlight outside. It's crazy, yeah.
What the fuck?
Look it up.
That's creepy.
Look up the hotels in Vegas. They're fucking crazy.
We have, like, an underground, but our underground is, like, creepy.
What do you mean?
Like, lower whacker.
Nah, they haven't... No, you're not driving. You're walking. It's like a mall.
Oh, an underground mall?
And it's that big.
Oh.
And it's huge.
That's, like, weird.
It's like a mall, but it's a casino. It's just, like, lined with casinos and hotels. It's, like, all the hotels are connected underneath. Like they all have an underneath part, and they're all connected underneath the strip.
And so there's this just, like, a giant, like...
Yeah, and you can just walk around there and just get, like, casino, a plethora of hookers, any drugs you want. Like, it's literally just, like...
Like, Party Central.
Yeah. It's basically, that's what it's for. That's why my parents get so mad when they're so, like, oh, why are there children here? I'm just, like... Because people just don't give a fuck. I mean, would you take your kid to Vegas if that's what you're going to go do?
No. I would not.
So that's what I'm saying. Like, so how would you take your kid there?
Like you said, you don't give a fuck.
Clearly. But then there's, like, some people that say, oh, like, they do.
I mean, like, there are, like, resorts in Vegas, right? Like, there's just, like...
Yeah, there's plenty of shit, but, like, at the same time, it's, like...
It's, like, it's family shit, but, like,
you can't... It's not meant for families.
Yeah.
It's meant to go and ruin families, if not. You know, like, that's
the... That's a good way to put it.
That's how you can look at Vegas. It's like... How can I ruin this family? Yeah, it's kind of fucked, but it's true. Damn. Fucking... Back to Michigan. So, where were we with that one? think it was the boat on the river. So dinner time. Dinner time. Dinner time.
No, we went to Sonic also. Sonic for lunch. The first time I've ever had Sonic.
And let me just say the food was actual, like, grade C quality.
Really? You didn't like it?
It was so just, like, it was so generic and just, like...
It was mid?
It was mid-pack.
Okay.
It was the biggest mid-pack that anyone would ever achieve.
Okay.
If that's, like, how you can put it. Like,
that makes sense.
I don't know, like... okay, the only good thing that Sonic has, I cannot lie, they have a great drink selection.
You think so?
They have the most drinks.
What are they, like...
They have, like, all...
They have, like, slushies and stuff?
They have a whole fucking slew of drinks. They have all...
Oh, okay.
That's what I'm saying. They have...
Is that the appeal?
I would say.
Okay.
That's why I would never get Sonic in the wintertime.
Why? Oh, because it's cold?
Because it's like a drink type of thing. You get a cold drink, you know? A cold shake. A cold frosted blizzard. Icy fucking nerds. I saw one.
It can't be 7 degrees like it is outside right now.
Yeah, what the fuck is this shit? It's 10 degrees right now. It feels like, what? Zero?
Yeah.
I don't know. But yeah. That was.
It's really cold.
It was still a good dinner. What was it called? That dinner was Dee's. I do remember making soup on the fire. That was kind of funny. And I think, okay, so this
was... We made pasta, too.
This was the funny part. I think we cannot forget about this. So, at this public campground, there is a public urinal slash, like, outhouse shit. And it's, like, where everyone takes a shit, fucking everyone jerks off, everyone, like, fucking pisses. Like, it's disgusting. There's bugs in there. There's garbage. It smells. And... We all have to fucking use it. That was one of the worst things. I think we all had to use it at least once. Because we had to take a shit at least one time. I remember that. Do you remember that shit?
Yeah. No, I remember going there, yeah.
That was so, like, disgusting.
Yeah, that was terrible.
That was the nastiest shit. That was an actual that was, like, an actual outhouse. I remember looking down in, like, the shit, like, the fucking toilet, whatever you want to call it. And it was just a dugout pit.
Yeah.
Like, we still have this in, like, 2021. I was like, holy shit, this still exists. Oh, that's what I was doing, by the way. Instead of making podcasts, I was doing that. So, sorry about that. Not sorry, actually. Because if I didn't, you wouldn't get this beautiful story.
We should do that again, dude. But where should we go? I don't want to go to Michigan.
Dude, I'm telling you, I want to go to... The temperate rainforest in Oregon.
That's too far. I want to drive somewhere.
Yeah, you could drive, bro. It'd be like a fucking 2-day vendor. We can take the soup, bro.
That might be expensive, though.
Facts.
That might be expensive because then we'd have to stay. John was telling me about a place.
Which John? Pins or?
Yeah, John Pins. In Michigan.
In Michigan, we can go to Mackinac Island. That's another place in Michigan. It's like an island. You take a ferry to get there. It costs like $15. You're just like stranded on some island. But there's people there.
Is there a state park there?
It is like a state park itself. Look up Mackinac Island. There's also Kelly's Island in Ohio, and that's a state park for like glaciers. Rest assured, I do not have COVID-19. I am just dying from this cold smoothie. Like, I always get that when I drink something super cold. I cough.
It's on Lake Huron.
Yeah, a new lake for a change, huh? No more Lake Michigan.
That's true.
You know, I gotta say, Lake Huron. I fished Lake Huron a couple times. By far, some of my best success. Even though it does have some problems with algae and red tide and shit like that, I caught the most amount of...
Oh, there's no camping allowed.
What?
Oh, but there's the Straits State Park, which is like on Lake Huron. And we could go to Mackinac Island from there.
Works. Works. Yeah, we're planning
a trip. We could take the ferry.
Yeah. Isn't it like $15, right?
I don't know. I'll check. I'll look at it.
Yeah.
Well, I have to get my computer fixed, though.
Why?
Because I broke it. I dropped it.
What'd you do?
I just dropped it. I was, like, carrying it from, like, my bed to my desk or something, and I dropped it.
That's funny as fuck. No, yeah, what's it called? You ever, like, I don't know, machinery, technology.
What about it?
Like, I don't know, I was walking around Walgreens today, and I, like, noticed how, like, accessible these new, like, PCR COVID tests were for the small price of $23. And then I also saw somewhere online how, like,
they had to, like, cheaper.
I also saw somewhere online where they had to cap off, like, a market price of, like, 10%, like, a markup price. Because, like, other stores were trying to mark it up for, like a higher price. So people would pay more for it because they knew how much they wanted it. Isn't that kind of fucked?
Yeah, like, you're going to make them, like,
pay more for
something that they need. Because, like, if you want to go anywhere, like, for a job or something, or, like, to, like, a stadium, you don't have to get vaccinated. Like, they're doing a good job of making sure that, like, the world for people who don't want to get vaccinated is, like, kind of limited. So, like, people who don't get vaccinated now have to get, like, a COVID test, and for people who are, like, you know, skeptical of the whole COVID thing, that's, like, a big step for them. Like, I'm talking about, like, boomers, you know?
Oh, yeah.
Like, boomers.
Yeah, I talk to them at work.
I'm talking about, like, my parents, pretty much. They're, like, kind of... They're, like, on the fence about, like, the established order. Or, like, the practical wisdom surrounding COVID.
I agree. I said my thing.
But... What was I saying?
The practical wisdom around COVID.
Yeah, they don't believe... That's, like, a big step for the people who are kind of skeptical about the practical wisdom about COVID. So, yeah, I forgot where I was going.
I don't know, but you got a good point, though. But my family is, yeah, they're vaccinated, but they're all sick at the moment.
Really?
Yeah. I tested negative, so.
What did,
I'm all set. Actually, they tested negative 2 days in a row. My dad tested; he's negative as well, 4 days in a row. My mom tested as well, negative, but she's sick. And then my sister tested positive, but she's been in her room, you know, completely away. But I don't know. And they're all vaccinated, and, you know.
Are you vaccinated?
Boosted up, and no, I'm not actually.
Choose not to take it?
I chose not to. Yes.
Same. I've also chosen not to get the vaccine.
I don't know, I feel like now I see, I don't know, I just don't understand how we are in a world where, how you call it, compassion is a word that's so loosely thrown around that when it comes to another's individual's, what's it called, you know, ideal of compassion, it can easily get misconstrued. Like, this whole COVID thing, like, I see people that absolutely just despise others that just choose not to get vaccinated. It's like,
yeah,
and vice versa, you know, and at the same time, I tend to see it more of the other way around, if I'm being honest, you know, it tends to be like people that are unvaccinated are kind of like, oh, it is what it is, you know, like, okay, like, do you, I don't know, it's just an odd notion, I don't know, I mean, but then at the same time, I've talked to many individuals who are vaccinated and are not like that at all, they're totally like, oh, no, my choice, and I'm like, oh, and it's in a respectable manner, you know.
Yeah, there are some people who I'm like honestly surprised that I'm like, you're vaccinated? What the hell?
Yeah, and I'm so yeah. Honestly, it's weird.
And they're like, yeah, I'm vaccinated. I got it.
Yeah, and you and like honestly, there's like nothing different about them, and that's what I'm trying. That's what I'm trying to like.
Like if I had to get it, like I probably will get the vaccine.
Honestly,
eventually, because if I want to go abroad.
I'm gonna have to get
the vaccine.
That's what I was thinking.
Like, if you go to England,
exactly.
You have to get the vaccine.
Yeah. For those of you that don't know, I want to go to England to study for animal conservation and conservation biology. When that time comes, I mean, honestly, like, that might just be the end of me being unvaccinated. I will most, like, unless there is some.
You'll have to get vaccinated.
I will have no choice. And honestly, I'm. I or just go forward with it, you know? But yeah, until then, until that day, I'm good.
I trust the science.
Yeah.
I trust science, you know?
I mean, I don't know. I trust science, but I just, at the same time, I just want to, like, have my choice, you know?
Yeah.
Just let me have my choice.
Like, I'm young. I don't necessarily need it. Like, yeah. Why do I have to get it?
Yeah, exactly. When I'm trying to go, when I want to go study abroad, and they're like, okay, if you want to come to our country, you have to do this. All right, fine. Fuck it. I'll do it. This is what I'm choosing to do. I'm giving up a lot of things. This is going to be one of the things.
I could choose not to do this, but I'm choosing to do it.
So I'm going to go through with it. Yeah. But until that time comes, I'm going to remain vaccinated, you know?
Yeah.
And I feel like for those individuals that also choose to remain unvaccinated, just in general, I mean, they should, I mean, I don't know. You have to be able to, like, there has to be some form of a compromise eventually. So I just feel like now we're, like, portraying in mass media this very, like, almost, like, grotesque image of, like, the opposite. And I feel like it's going to start to cause a lot of division amongst people and, you know, start to really tear down what, you know, true American values are, is, like, unity. Like, I don't really care what anyone really says, like, about, like, you know, all that, like, fucking woke bullshit nowadays, but, like, our greatest strength is our ethnicity, our cultures, our melting pot of just everybody together, you know? That is our greatest fucking strength. And, like, you know, not many individuals realize that, you know? But to disregard that, you know, like, you're disregarding the nation. You're disregarding what you, like, you really believe in. What, like, you work so hard for.
Is that America's strength, though?
I would say so. I would say our
strength. I'd have to think about that.
What would you think?
I don't know. I'd have to think about it more.
We are one of the most diverse countries.
We are one of the most diverse countries, but I think, like, our wealth. Honestly, our wealth has made us.
But that's what I'm saying. That diversity was a lot. With diversity brings new opportunity. With new opportunity that can bring you new wealth. That can bring you new, I don't know.
With immigration can bring you new wealth because you're going to have workers.
Always.
And then some of those immigrants come here and, like, make it big, like the Irish and the Jewish. But then some, historically, have been used as workers, like Chinese or obviously blacks.
African American. You know. And also, what's it called?
Hispanics.
Puerto Ricans.
You can't forget,
like, indigenous, like, tribe people that, like, lived in, like, the Caribbean islands, like, they were used for sugarcane slaves. That was my family. We were sugarcane slaves. Yeah. And, like, you know, shit.
Yeah.
That was life. Fuck. But that's not life no more. Thank God.
That's right.
Thank God. So, I mean, shit. At least that's not, like, where we're heading towards. But I don't know.
But I think it's our wealth. But I don't know, like, what.
Do you think our wealth is the greatest strength of the United States? You don't think that, like, the diversity of the country is what allows it to be so, like,
what strong? Allows it to be so wealthy?
I would compare it to, like, that of Austria back in, like,
its diversity.
Back, like, when Austria, remember Austria? Excuse me. Remember Austria?
Its diversity definitely creates, like, kind of a more, I don't know, chipper attitude, you know?
Chipper.
Yeah, like, Americans are, like, probably, like, some of the most friendly people you're ever gonna meet. Like, if you go to Europe, like, the people in Europe are, like, if you smile at someone in Europe. What is this? If you smile at someone in Europe, like, they'll be, like, disgusted.
Actually?
Yeah. Or, like, in France. That's what I've heard. I think Germans are, like, kind of friendly, and then, like, English people are kind of dicks. Spanish people are kind of dicks. Italians are dicks. But, like, Americans, they're like, oh, hey, you know, like, if you, like, you can nod at someone, you can just be like, oh, hey, how's it going?
Well, it's not like, you know, that
fun. And it's like really casual. People are like, you know, you just come up with a nickname for someone, you know.
Yeah. No, like, America's got, like, that, like,
So I think it does a lot for, like, morale, like, especially, like, in wartime, Like, I think the American...
Okay, that's like, what I mean by...
I think that it's, like, virtues. No, I just think it's, like, the virtues that are glorified by the society, to be honest. I don't think it has much to do with diversity.
The virtues glorified by the society?
Yeah. Like, virility. Like, hard work, basically. Hard work and enterprise. Like, the reason that Benjamin Franklin is the ideal American is because he was enterprising and he was hardworking. And that's why he was successful. Excuse me.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And you'd say he's, like, the ideal American.
Yeah. Or at least he's what the founding fathers had in mind when they thought of, like, the kind of person that this society could produce, this society by the people for the people could produce.
Yeah, but the problem is, like, people aren't, like, all the same.
That's true. Yeah. But Franklin, like, the example of Franklin is just, like, to show that it's possible. And this is the kind of stuff that you have to do in order to achieve it. And a lot of people did. Like, the period following the Revolutionary War was one of the, like, greatest periods of upward social mobility for, like, the white male population in history, you know?
Back in that
time. In that time. Like, people became wealthy. You know, like, people who were not wealthy before became wealthy. Like, Andrew Jackson. Andrew Jackson, I think Andrew Jackson's parents were born in England, and they moved to, like, the Carolina colonies. And then Jackson, his parents died when he was young. Like, I think his dad died when he was young. I think his mom also died, like, in the Revolutionary War. And, like, his brother died in the Revolutionary War. And so it was just him. Like, he was a teenager. He was wild, and though he was doing all this wild shit in Carolina. And then he moves to Tennessee, the frontier. So it's, like, just being settled. Like, it's not even a state yet. Like, this is around the time that Kentucky becomes a state, you know? So it's, like, actually, Andrew Jackson, he brought about the first divorce case in Kentucky, in the state of Kentucky, because he stole this dude from Kentucky. He stole his wife, so he divorced the woman who left him for Andrew Jackson. But anyway,
that's kind of funny.
And so he settled in Tennessee, and he, like, had a farm. He had a plantation. He had a bunch of slaves.
He was a slave owner.
He was a slave owner.
And he was a Democrat.
Yeah, he created the Democratic Party.
People need to remember that. Listen, this is a really good time for us to actually analyze what we're, like, you know, really putting our heads towards.
Yeah.
Andrew Jackson was a Democrat.
It all started
who was a slave with owner.
Andrew Jackson.
The Democratic Party was started by slave owners.
Is canceled. canceled.
Like, people don't remember that. I mean, literally, fucking read your history, guys.
It's
like,
just jokes.
They're not canceled, it's but, just like, jokes. We need them to, like, continue our society. But remember that when you think about what you're really, you know, embracing, you know?
It's just jokes.
And ideologies. But continue about Andrew Jackson.
Yeah, so Andrew Jackson. And he got rich. He started with, like, nothing, and then, like, American society in the frontier, in, like, the Jeffersonian, like, wet dream of the frontier, where it was just, like, you know, ruled by state governments and, like, decentralized administration, all of that, you know, just, like, individual farmers making their way. In a republic, these, like, virtuous people, even though they were not that virtuous, because they owned people as property.
Yeah.
But,
shitty people.
Well, that's a complicated question, whether or not they were shitty people. But anyway.
Continue.
It's complicated.
It is complicated. Maybe for another time, but still complicated. Oh, wow, we can go past 30 minutes, I realized, on this one. Oh, that's pretty convenient.
Yeah, no, but I think we'll end with this little spiel. Wait, what was I saying about Jeffersonian democracy?
You were just talking about Andrew Jackson.
Oh, yeah, Andrew Jackson. He was, like, this guy out in the front. Yeah, so Andrew Jackson, he's just this guy out in the frontier, and he gets rich as fuck. Like, just, he's out here in the frontier doing his thing in, like, this Jeffersonian, like, wet dream.
America. Which,
yeah, America, like, the frontier, the burgeoning frontier. You know, like, local democracy, pure local democracy, you know, like, decentralized administration, all that kind of stuff. And Jackson became rich from nothing. And, you know, kind of like Franklin. Like, that's why Franklin's the ideal American. Because he showed people like Jackson and people like Lincoln, who came from, like, a deeply illiterate, like, background. Or someone like, you know, Stephen Douglas was also like that. That they could, like, make it in American society.
Do you think that is still alive today?
That's a hard question. I mean, yeah. Like, look at yourself. Like, what are you doing?
I mean, I'm not making a lot right now.
Yeah, but, like, you're enterprising and you're hardworking. So, if you succeed, then the founding fathers, if you succeed, then that means, like, the American dream, the vision of the founding fathers is still alive. You know what I mean?
Interesting.
I put it that way.
I like that. That's interesting. I mean, so you'd say it is true. It's still happening to this day, then.
Well, I think it's still possible.
What about through, like, internet? Do you think internet fame would be the same as what the founding fathers had in mind as, like, you know, making it in society?
I have no idea.
Or would that be, like, a whole new, like, category?
There's no way to say whether or not. Because, like, the internet's, like, so new. Like, there's nothing, there's been nothing like it. Like, I feel like there's no way to, like, guess how someone who did not live before the internet would, like, think about the internet. Because I feel like if you told them about it, it would, like, blow their mind.
Like, so you just have,
like, if you took, like, a medieval, like, peasant into Times Square, like, if you took a medieval peasant in a time machine and put him in Times Square, he'd probably have a stroke. To be honest, because he would just, like, not.
He'd be like, what the fuck?
He would see a car and he would, like, have a panic attack.
He's like, no fucking way, man. Dude, yeah, he'd see, like, the screens everywhere.
Imagine if you took him to the subway, he'd, like, cower in fear at the train.
Dude, you take him to, like, the Home Depot, you, like, actually come. He's like, no way.
You show him, like, cartoons and he'll think they're, like, demonic.
He's like, what are these Satanist drawings you have on this little, like, cutout board of wood you have?
He'll see people smoking and be like, they'll think that they're, like, demons.
They smoked back then. They smoked big back then, right?
No, they didn't.
What do you mean they didn't?
Not in the Middle Ages. They didn't, like, have tobacco.
Didn't they have, like, pipes?
No.
Didn't have pipes?
No.
What? I swear to God, they smoked that far back then, bro. No way.
They smoked, like, something.
Like, not, opium.
At least not in Europe.
Opium. Didn't they smoke, like, opium?
They smoked opium, yeah. Well, no, they smoked opium because... No, in the East, they smoked opium.
Oh.
In the East, they smoked opium. But not in the West. Not in, like, Western Europe.
The Western Europe. Interesting. Okay, so people were still getting booed, is what I'm saying.
Yeah, they were.
Some kind
of... But I'm talking, yeah, like, tobacco or...
Yeah, so they had alcohol. They're getting fucked up. They're getting wasted. They had mushrooms, too.
Yeah, they did. But yeah. I don't think, at least in the Middle Ages in Europe, I don't think they were doing mushrooms. I think, and I don't
what
think
about
they, I don't, they, I don't think they were drinking too much.
What about ergot?
What's ergot?
It was like a fungal, it was like a fungus that had psilocybin properties that grew on wheat. Look it up.
Who was eating that? Were they like the Celts? Was it like before the Romans or like... Before,
it was
like
after the room,
after the Romans? How much longer after the Romans?
Like, it was, like, during the time when, like, there was, like, lots of, like skepticism about, like, witchery and, like, around that time. Like, it was, like, medieval Europe. It was during that whole time period. They were fucking eating lots of wheat. That was their main fucking source.
Was Christianity, like, the dominant religion at that point?
Yeah.
Wait, are you talking about, like, the Salem witch trials?
No. I mean, no, that's different. I'm talking about, like, in Europe itself. Like, okay. They actually ate a lot of ergot, and, like, people were tripped balls.
Really?
Yeah.
I just thought that because they were, like, hella religious, they would, like, they wouldn't do drugs or anything.
The thing is, they didn't know they were doing drugs. That's what I'm trying to say. So they were hella religious. So, like, their mind already was set on a certain belief.
Maybe that's why they drew the way that... Actually, no.
Because, dude, they would see some fucking crazy shit.
Their drawings are weird as fuck.
Their artwork is crazy as fuck,
maybe,
bro.
Like, in the Renaissance, they stopped doing mushrooms. And they started doing opium because they had trade with the East.
Shit, and they switched.
And then they started drawing realistic. They're like, alright, we're doing opium now. We have to draw realistic.
I don't know, man. There's shit that they got off of the mushroom group, like the ergot shit. I don't know, man. They definitely must have saw some crazy shit because...
Dude, like, we should make an art history podcast.
Art history?
We should make an art history podcast. That'd be dope.
Why art history?
Because I don't know. I just feel like we talked a little bit... We just talked a little bit about, like, art history. What if we turned it into an...
I don't want to make that a whole session. I can't make that a whole session.
I could. I'll do it.
You're a history kind of guy. You definitely could.
We'll do it together.
Shit, yeah. If I read up on it, I mean, I could be too, but...
The art history podcast. There's no art history podcast. Let me look one up.
There's got to be, like, some college student that has, like, you know, like, a...
Probably, like, history major. Project or something.
Yeah, and then, like, he has to do that for, like, a final project, or she... I remember I watched this one, like, this, like, British girl do, like, that for, like, on YouTube.
Oh, there is.
Art history. What?
Yeah, it's called the art... It's the art history babes.
Is that
rich? So, I think that if we made... It seems like this is the,
the female version?
Art history.
Oh, no, but sorry about that. But what are you... You just went blank on us.
Me?
Yeah.
No, I'm looking up art history podcast.
You found one already.
I found one, but it's like...
Yeah, besides that, I mean... What's it called?
Yeah, there's no art history podcast.
I still want to do a fishing podcast. Like, wild fishing. Like, dude, that would be so much fun. Like, just... You're like, oh shit, we just caught a fish right now, guys. Like, it's actually pretty decent, this big.
But you're also just talking about regular shit.
Yeah, because, like, while you're fishing... I feel like when I'm fishing, I really can, like, talk about that shit. You know? Because I'm, like, I'm just at ease. It's really weird to say. At ease with life. I don't know how that is. I don't know. There's some of those, you know, habits that we, and, like, you know, stuff we like to do out there, like, all of us have, but... make us feel at ease. I don't know, I feel like sometimes nowadays too, we're seeing like, I see like these ads on Snapchat that talk about like doing jobs that like you don't have to do anything, like you don't do shit to get them, like they're easy. Like you do nothing at home, 13 to 29 bucks an hour. Like that's my question about like, you know, are we gonna keep that like ideal uphold, you know? Well, if you're not doing anything, you're just getting money, right? Like, what the fuck, right? Like, why are we making such a soft-ass generation?
I don't know, dude.
At will. At fucking will. We're doing this on purpose. It's not like we're at a hindrance or a loss. We're doing this on purpose. And it's just like, we're not thinking about, like, what's next, you know? Like, I don't know, I was always taught to think about, like, your next action after your first action, you know? Like, after you commit an action, like, you should already be thinking about what's gonna follow that, you know? Because if you're not, then you're already fucking out of the loop, and you're, like, fucking five steps behind whatever the fuck, like, life's actually, like, about, you know? I don't know. That's just my two cents on that. What do you think?
I don't know. I think we should end this podcast.
Oh, wait. Why so early? It's 40 minutes.
Yeah, we also have 30 minutes, though.
Huh?
We have the 30 minutes from earlier.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, so then we have 35 minutes.
All right.
40 minutes.
So you want to end here?
Yeah.
All right, guys. So we're going to head out. Hope you guys have a good one. You don't want to say anything? You don't want to say bye?
Redo the outro.
You can't redo
it. No, just go. I'll edit it out.
Alright.
Tomorrow, I'll tell you what. I'm going to go get my computer fixed. I'm going to wait, I'm going to go, early.
Yeah.
Get my computer fixed. And I'm going to find, I'm going to go to Office Depot, get an adapter. I'm going to edit this podcast tomorrow.
You ain't getting an adapter?
Yeah. And I'm going to edit this podcast tomorrow for you. How about that?
Alright. Right here to see it. So let's do the outro again.
All right. 3, 2, 1, go.
Thank you guys for listening all the way through. We're going to end it here. We left you guys with some good thoughts. So, yeah. Fernando?
Yeah, thank you for having me, Anthony.
No problem. Thank you
for listening. It's been a pleasure.
As usual. Yeah. Alrighty. See you, lads.